Horin, Simen, Tuf, Reish, Tzadi, Gimel, Sifdala. The Mechaber says, Motzin, Sefer Torah, Vekorim, Parsha, Vayavah, Amalek. We take out a Sefer Torah and we read Vayavah, Amalek. Vayavah, Bisha, Ein, Ba'el, Atisha, Psukim. Even though there are only 9 Psukim in that Parsha, and normally you need to read at least 10 Psukim, Mishnah Berurah says that since this is its own Inyan, 9 Psukim is enough. Kofun, Pasuk, Achron, Kedei, Lahashem, Lasar, Psukim. The Mechaber says, you should really read 10 Psukim. You should read the last Pasuk twice. Rama says, Ein, Amin, Aglichbol, Pasuk, Achron, Shal, Parsha. We don't do so, and as we just said, the Mishnah Berurah says the reason is, because since it's the end of an inyan, you do not need the ten psukim. The Korna Megillah v'Achakach Seder Kedusha. We read the Megillah and then we say V'yata Kadosh, etc. The Rama adds Kashiyesh Mila b'Purim Malan Atino Kodem Kriyas Megillah. When there's a Bris Mila on Purim, we do the Bris Mila first and then we do Kriyas Megillah. The Mishnah Berurah says it's based on the pasuk La'Yehudim Ha'isa Or V'Simcha V'Sason. That Sason refers to the Bris Mila. The Prichadash writes that Kriyas Megillah should be first, and the Beragura also sounds like that. One should follow the minhag of their place in terms of this. If you did not hear Parsha Zachar on Shabbat Zachar, the Magen Avraham writes that one is able to be yotze with this kriya of Vayavah Amalek on Purim morning, but the Mishnah Berurah says it's not so pashut because in Vayavah Amalek it doesn't mention anything bad that Amalek did to us and the fact that we need to destroy them. So therefore, it's not so pashut to be yotze, but that's what one can do if they missed it. Tafresh Tzadi Dalid. Then Maos Purim Aniyim Sif Aleph Chayv Kol Avon Litein Lefachas Shnei Matanos Shnei Aniyim. You need to give 2 gifts to 2 poor people. Yesh Omrim Sheyesh Litein Kodem Purim Machzitz Min Amatbea Kavua BeOso Makom BeOso Zman Zeich LeMatzas Ashekel Shayin Nosdim BeAder. There are some who say that there's also a separate concept. The Rama writes to give a Machzitz Hashekel, half of a coin of that place. Since it says truma 3 times the parsha, one should give 3 half shekels. And Ra says we do it on Purim night before mincha. So you do it erev Purim. You give the machzitz hashekel. The Mishnah Berurah writes that the minhag is actually to give it before mincha. You could give and at shachris you give maos megillah. But it's different minhagim about this. Even when Purim falls out on Motzei Shabbos, and therefore Tainus Esther comes out on Thursday instead, the Kavachayim writes that we give it on the Tainus. We give the Machzitz HaShekel. But the Vriyatsiv says that no, you should give it on Tainus Esther, and you should give it on Purim also. Someone who was not able to give Machzitz HaShekel before Purim, Rav Yashiv writes that he should do it after Purim. Rav Chanan Kanievsky says that you don't really need to do it afterwards. When you give the Machzitz HaShekel, Rav Tkachinsky writes that you shouldn't say that this is actually Zecher L'Machzitz HaShekel that they used to give, because we don't want it to appear that you're actually making this Hekdesh, which would be a big problem if you were actually making it Hekdesh. Giving Machzitz HaShekel from Meiser money is also not so simple. What about this mitzvah of Matanos La'aniyim? So the Mishnah Berurah writes that you can give food, you could give money if you want. The Ritva writes that even Shtei Prutos is enough. How much should we give nowadays? So it's a big discussion how much to give nowadays. Some people say 10 shekels enough. Some people say $20, different shiurim that are given. It should be a matana chashuva if possible, but b'di'evet, as long as it's shtei prutos, which is very little, that is enough. But again, you need to give it to 2 different aniyim. What about children? So who are already a bar mitzvah, even if they were relying on their parents for money, they should still try and give their own matanos la'aniyim from their own money. A woman should also try and give from her own money. If you give on behalf of your wife or on behalf of your kids, Roshom Zalman Rebbe says that you don't need to actually give it to the kids or the wife first, because there's no din lachem by money. Chaim Kanievsky says that you can be their shaliach, but it's best to at least tell them that, and Roshom Zalman Rebbe also writes, you should tell them that you're giving on their behalf the matanos la'aniyim. Rav Elyashiv, though, says that it actually has to be with the money of the person who's giving it, and therefore the woman would have to give her own money. It's also a big problem that nowadays, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that we don't have, it's very difficult to find real aniyim nowadays to know that you are fulfilling the mitzvah. So therefore, you should try and give matanos la'aniyim to someone who doesn't have enough money to live, but if it's difficult to find, so you do your best and give to people that you trust who are giving it out to aniyim. But again, it's not so simple to find real aniyim in our times.